The Library of T-Shirts. In order to upgrade the community's appreciation of poetry during the International Year of Cultural Enrichment Stage 2, members of the state's Library Progress Committee decided to establish a small library of T-shirts on which would be printed quality verse in vivid, bold colours and lettering. The poems would be selected on the basis of one of three qualities. Is the poem poignant, perspicacious, or pithy? Given the respectably researched fact that the wearing of words on T-shirts expresses a deep psychic desire for an intimate union of word and flesh, and bear in mind the way logo nudges towards logos, it is not surprising that this library of T-shirts has been a great success. No one seems to mind borrowing pre-worn clothing. Of course, the library's washing and ironing staff maintain the T-shirts in excellent condition. Even after 10 borrowings, the shirts look brand new. And considering the phenomenal success of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats, it is no shock revelation that T.S. Eliot's Hollow Men has proved to be the library's most popular T-shirt so far. In fact, there are now 8 copies of this shirt on loan, most in metallic or fluoro colours. A couple of the more entrepreneurial of the Library's Progress Committee members are leading the push for diversification of the Library's poetry program into neck-to-knee anti-UV swimwear, with maybe Slessor, Shelley and Stevie Smith prints for starters, and into underpants with their multiple attractions. While the committee feels both these garments could increase poetry's appeal, they are worried about the practicability of adding these garments to the T-shirt poetry collection. Would many members want to borrow pre-worn underpants, however compelling the poem's cadences and metaphors? While the wear and tear on the swimming costume fabric via chlorine and salt water would perhaps be too great. However, they are interested in marketing and selling these articles from a stall in the library's foyer. The only committee member unenthusiastic regarding this proposal is an optometrist who has raised the issue of eye damage if the typeface of the lines of verse on the underpants were too small. A solution in the form of large print haikus is being considered.